And on the KSRO live line with us is Alex Krem. He's the chairman of Living Unlimited. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have
good
you
morning,
here.
Larry.
Yes, good. Glad to have you here with us, Alex. And you're here because of a purchase that your organization made to an 84-acre ranch up in Cloverdale. And it's going to, will you describe to us what that property is going to be used for?
Well, thank you, Pat, for the question. We have organized a group of families whose children have special needs. The challenge that most such families have is transition. Normal world is such that children grow up, they go to college, and they get a life of their own. Young adults with intellectual disabilities or developmental disabilities don't have that latitude normally. Most live at home with their parents. When their parents pass away, the children are left in a very bad situation. And those parents who have the foresight to think about it work hard to establish a place for their children. And we have an example now where we intend to have the young adults of 20 families living independently or as independently as they can in their own homes in this beautiful property in Cloverdale. The idea is for them to have a room, to have a community. Community is important. Healthy lights are important. Healthy food is important. And full integration with the local community is critical. And that is our goal for these families. And this is the first of others that we hope to do eventually in other places.
So, Alex, when you guys were doing research and visiting other independent living models, you came upon communities that were the residents were harvesting syrup from maple trees and also selling eggs from their chickens. You guys are going to turn this into a ranch where the residents are going to work.
This is our intention. The residents are free to do what is fulfilling for them. I imagine that some will be working in town, making or delivering pizzas, bagging groceries, cleaning stores, stuffing mailboxes, walking dogs. But many of the young adults, I hope, will find farm life fulfilling, and their day program will consist of, as you said, Larry, feeding chickens and collecting eggs. There's a lovely property in Virginia where that is done. Maple Syrup is another organization unrelated to us but inspirational to many that's doing maple syrup and honey in other parts of the country. This is our intention, but the decision will belong to the children and their families.
And clearly, Alex, there are so many needs in this particular area, and I know that reservations are already in place for this new venture of yours. $250,000 parents are setting aside for a room for their kids?
Yes, that's right. And this is invidious, and I'm a bit sorry about it. Our goal eventually is to provide full and fulfilling lives for such young adults whose families don't have money. And the bootstrapping efforts are on the drawing board. We're looking for a wealthy widow who has no children or whose children don't visit her, who says, I'm going to give my farm to Living Unlimited. And then we can house 20 or 30 people without money. But we just didn't have the wherewithal to do this. We're talking to large foundations in the hope that they will be inspired by our model. And this first farm, I hope, will be a pilot to demonstrate this idea, and we can bring in outside money and house young children whose parents don't have the wherewithal to do what we're doing now.
Alex, you're a really interesting guy. You got multiple degrees. You're an entrepreneur. You started businesses. How did you first get in touch in wanting to help people with special needs?
Thank you, Larry. My father was a special educator and a group worker. He loved kids. I can remember snow camping with him at Badger Pass in Yosemite as a nine-year-old, sleeping in snow caves. And he discovered this population as a group worker and educator, recreation guy, and they hadn't ever been camping. So he took them camping, and from that we realized that the camping experience was the start of a larger and more profound need, which is permanent housing for this vulnerable population. Larry, do you know that 40% of the homeless, by estimates, are intellectually disabled? And that a significant number of those people killed by policemen are intellectually disabled. They don't fit in safely to the normal society. And it is our obligation, I believe, to work hard to find safe places for these young adults and older adults to live. That's our goal.
And when do you plan to open, Alex?
Long ago.
When do you hope to open?
Soon. The property is fully occupied, Pat, and we will move our people in as they aggregate. Some of the founding families have 3 or 4 years to go. Others are ready to move right now. But we need to collect groups of 4 young adults who are compatible. And once we do that, then we will take them and put them into one house, then another house, 4 or 5 young adults. And we may do a little mixing and matching as time goes on.
Sure.
To ensure compatibility.
Yeah. Well, it's an amazing effort, and it is. We will watch certainly and see how it does. We'll have you back on again down the road, Alex. Thanks for being here this morning. That is Alex Krem, chairman of Living Unlimited, talking about the Cloverdale property they just purchased for that nonprofit reason.